What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. I feel like sometimes my themes are all the same. So if you're like, you know what? You already talked about that. It could be just because God be dealing with me about certain things, and I'm like, if he don't loose me, I ain't letting go. You know what I mean? So the thought that came to my mind is how freedom disguises itself. And I realized a trend about myself. Some of the most monumental life experiences that have led to change in my life have all been because I got to the place where God freed me from something that I was struggling to release myself. And I didn't realize that until I started thinking about it. And it actually came from the car situation. So I had a 2008 Toyota Camry and got in an accident on my way from choir rehearsal back in like 2010, totaled the car. In that time, like, I really was like struggling with, like, you don't have to like drive a car to the end. And so I started praying to God, like, I need courage to like move on. Like, I see a car that I really wanted. The way that life was going in that season of time, like, I was making more money than I was making when I bought the 2008 Toyota. So I'm like, it's time. I need to pull the trigger. I need to go and I need to get a new car. So I started doing little things like, you know, walking around cars 7 times, you know, like, I was doing all this like stuff, like, I'm declaring and decreeing, I'm doing all this stuff, but I couldn't pull the trigger. I even remember on one of my, it had to be like my 27th or 28th birthday, I spent the whole day at a car dealership, like, trying to get the courage to buy a new car. I just could not do it. I don't know. I got some kind of like commitment anxiety, and I was like so close. But you know how, like, sometimes when you have something in the back of your mind that's like, don't do it. You're trying to pump yourself up to do something that you want to do, but something in you is like, wrong time, wrong car, wrong year, wrong. And so I labor like in this internal battle with myself, trying to convince myself that I was actually like being strong and being and making decisions and moving forward and like not being reluctant. I had told all myself all that. At the same time, I knew that there was something about that I just didn't feel. It was uneasy for me. But I also always had that. Usually that uneasiness, like, I settle on that like real early. So I'm like, yep, wasn't meant to be. You know, I seen the car driving down the street, and that was confirmation. God, I mean, I'm just making up stuff. So I couldn't do it. I couldn't pull the trigger, but I had like really got deep into, so I had a car, but then I had really started like talking to God, applying my faith about something that I wanted. And those are the things that were worrying. It was like, I got a car, it's only 2 years old, it works fine. Like, there's no reason to get another car. Like, everything's cool. On the flip side, I was like walking in faith, like, God, I'm gonna get this car that I really want. You know, like, I love this car, I'm gonna get it. And I couldn't pull the trigger. And one night I was coming from choir rehearsal and somebody hit me head on in my little Toyota Camry that was only 2 years old. And I just remember, like, that night, I was just like, oh, God, like, I know I said I wanted a new car, but I did not say that I wanted to have a head-on collision, like, you know, near my, I didn't say it like that. And so the car, even though it was 2 years old, it ended up valuing at higher than the actual amount that I paid. And so I think I paid like $21,000. It was brand new. And after 2 years of driving and getting in a head-on collision, I ended up getting like literally $21,000 to just pay the difference for what I owe, which was like $6,000 or $7,000 on the car. And I just remember like praising God because he sometimes does things, he does what we want him to do, but he doesn't do it the way that we want him to do it, right? So first of all, thank God for that. And thank God for that. And then I drove my little Acura TL. I mean, I drove it into the ground. And I knew, you know what? It's time for me to get a new car. And I told everybody, people are annoyed. My friends are annoyed by me because I'm going to the dealership all the time. I've been going to the dealership for like years. Like I'm like just really bad. I'm like, I know what I want to do. I got the faith. I got the resources, but it's just hard for me to pull the trigger. And I feel like to an extent, maybe like something is wrong with me. I got some kind of trauma that I need to talk through with my psychologist or something. So anyway, fast forward, it's 2024. It's time to get another car. And I am like pumping myself up. Like my faith in my ability to get a new car is a little bit different now because I make a lot more money than I made 20 years ago. I mean, so it's like, it's just a matter of like pulling the trigger, going down to the dealership, pulling the trigger. But I still got this old car and I gotta just, you know, figure out all the details of getting it, making it tradable and like, just, am I gonna sell it? What am I gonna do? So I'm holding on. Knocked out sleep one night and I hear a boom. Like, I mean, just like a crazy wild boom. So I go and look out of my window and see that a car that a drunk driver was driving spins and flips and hit my car. Long story short, just like the same thing that happened in 2010, the car was totaled. So here I am back at this place where I got the resources, I got no excuses, but I realized that I'm having a lot of similar situations, like things that I need to let go of, but I'm like not pulling the trigger on. And so God is pulling the trigger for me. And the Lord started speaking to me and he said that sometimes freedom is in disguise of things that seem traumatic and wild and crazy, right? Like, just like, how in the world did that happen? And sometimes we lament for so long about things that are happening that it's hard for us to realize, like, oh my gosh, that is God like pushing us out. That is God pushing us up. That is God calling us to something new. That's God almost forcing us to learn something new. So I was telling God the other day, I was like, listen, dear Jesus, let me be very clear. You will never have to cause me to get in no accident in order to push me up and out of anything. Because from now on, I'm gonna pray for the courage to do something and I'm gonna pull the trigger. Ain't nothing traumatic has to happen and nobody has to die. No car has to be flipped over. Nobody has to hit me head on. When it's time, it's time. And I started thinking about how so many of the things in our life, and I thank God because this is the way God wants things to happen, it just happens. But I thank God because he doesn't have to bless us in the way that he does. He can choose to be like, I done told that fool time and time again to trust me, to believe in me, to step out on the limb, to do what I said. And now your trigger anxiety is turning into a lack of faith. He could have been just like that. But he is graceful enough to be like, I'm going to help my child out by, you know, causing something to happen that pushes him towards what he needs to do. And there might be something in your life that you have been miscategorizing as drama or trauma, or God punishing you, or you struggling, or just generally you might feel exhausted because it just seems like every time you are close, something bad happens, or somebody is not loyal to their word, or they say they're gonna do something, they don't do it, or you feel like you're in the right career path and then you lose your job or whatever it might be. You might be in that and you might be miscategorizing those things as, look what people did to me, look what happened to me. And God might just really be saying to you that what you are saying happened to you actually happened for you. It happened for you because I had to make something traumatic happen in your life to build your faith. I had to position you to trust me wholeheartedly because you hadn't been doing that, because you've been just reluctant to really go all in for me. And if you're in that season of life, I just want to encourage you to take your guard down, to arrest your ego, to hear and see, not with your own eyes, with your spiritual eyes, what God is trying to say to you, and walk in this season, even though it might not be the best season, walk in this season with a confidence, knowing that if God brought you to it, he will bring you through it. And he's not a man that he should lie. He doesn't take naps. He doesn't go on vacations. He doesn't take breaks. He's not like taking a nap and then wakes up and like, oh, look what Satan did to my child. Like while I was, caught me off guard. He can't be caught off guard. He can't be shocked or surprised. Everything that is happening to you in your life is happening for a reason. And God is not blinded to the fact that you are going through something. The question is, what is God promoting you to next? What is he pushing you forward towards? What is he positioning you to believe and to have faith in that you have failed to have faith in beforehand? Only you know that thing. Only you know that thing. Nobody else knows that for you. And I want to challenge you to find a new way to trust God. I want to challenge you to do that. And I'm not telling you something that is something that I am not, that is foreign to the season that I'm in life. I'm telling you something that I know works. And I'm telling you something that I have experienced where God has pushed me to freedom that didn't look like freedom until I started looking at it differently. And the best thing that you can have is free. And you know what? Sometimes we miss a season of freedom because we're lamenting about how we got there. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let Satan hold you hostage. Do not let Satan hold you hostage. Do not make him feel like what you left behind is so big and so needful and so traumatic that you cannot move forward. Do not let him do that. Do not be so concerned about what you lost that you cannot figure out how to get something new. And moving on does not mean that you don't care or cherish what you lost. Moving on does not mean that you don't honor and praise God for all that he did. Moving on does not mean that you don't value like the past. It just means that you cannot do anything with what you have lost. So you got to do something with the freedom that you have now. It didn't make sense initially, but God is opening your eyes to see that you have been freed from something so that he can give you something bigger and better and more beautiful. And in the trajectory of your life, you will look back and be like, okay, just like I did with that car, you will look back and be like, oh God, sorry it took me so long to realize it. Sorry I was hating on something that I needed to let go of. Because I was like, everything that God wanted me to have, everything that God wanted to expose me to was so close, and I could not see it because I thought that what I had was what God had for me. And God was like, nah, I got bigger, I got better, I got larger, I got sexier, whatever it is. So be encouraged. You know what I hope? I hope I didn't just record this podcast and there was no sound. Jesus, be sound. Amen? Eh? Praise God. I love y'all. I hope this encourages you. Go to my website, listen to my podcast, but most of all, ask God to open your eyes to what he is doing. Ask God to give you a glimpse of the direction that he's taking you to, and then ask God to increase your faith. Ask God to help you to walk in the fullness of this season, and don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. Do not look back. Do not look back. Move forward. All right? Love y'all. Remember to let your words be seasoned with salt. God bless you. Seasoned with salt. With salt.